Welcome to the universe we call home, as well as others. Here, we collide the universes of fact and fiction. Are you ready to take it to the max?
Hello everyone, welcome back to the max. Max here, and Zach, how are you?
That's me, yeah, hi. Good.
are you good, Zach? You know, there's all these people so concerned about the U.S. election.
Oh.
You know what I've been saying? It doesn't bother me. I'm a Canadian citizen who does not interact. I don't interact with the U.S. trade.
We don't live there. It's not like, even if we could live there, we'd have a say anyway.
Yeah, but I'm still, you know, under the legal voting age, you know? So I'm just going to calm down about my opinion.
Yeah, it's the best thing, seeing people who don't live in the country or couldn't even vote if they did live there voice their opinions the loudest.
Oh, boy, but what an election.
You see one day Biden pulls back the 3-1 lead. Trump almost blew it, but then he did blow it. And now here we are with Biden leading in every state except North Carolina that matters. Biden just flipped the table right there, didn't he?
It is, as I said, an incredible, incredible election.
And I know we're pretty, had that little bit of satire at the beginning, but yeah, this is a pretty important election for everyone who is an American.
Who is an American. That's the important thing. Yeah,
you should care a lot if you do live down there. But here up in Canada, we can just sit back, stretch our legs out on the couch, and eat some popcorn as we watch the world crumble from beneath us.
Yep, so basically, where we stand right now is it looks like it's gonna be a Biden win. That's my opinion on the facts that I have.
Yeah, that's our educated prediction. You heard it here first. To the Max News predicts that Biden will become the next president of the United States.
And we have a call in from CBC's calling us now. They're fact checking us.
So. Okay, well we'll hear back from them and get back to you.
But yeah. Depending on who you, and this is the thing these elections are so weird because you have all these different news sources with their own different opinions on who's won. Like some states, some sources haven't called Arizona, and Arizona's a very important state for Biden. Trump's crawling back in that state. Some places have called Arizona and they're staying firm on that call. And meanwhile, Biden's coming back in Pennsylvania, a state that was clearly not, it looks like...
A day ago, 500,000 vote lead for Trump, and now Biden's up by like 20,000.
And the same thing coming out with Georgia. Biden actually, he's pulled ahead now by, what is that, 4,000 votes.
No,
great.
You.
But it's, most of the election is not just interesting because of the standings that it is currently. I think the interest definitely comes from just the reactions of the
supporters,
the president.
All day and night, Trump over Twitter at like 2 in the morning. Oh, it's rigged. It's rigged. Even though we said it was rigged last time, we're not going to get into it. But I find something very funny is that if you click on any state,
there's a couple states that defy this rule just because they're heavily, heavily red or... Sometimes heavily, heavily blue, but...
Yeah, but the funny thing is...
Most of the time.
You just click on a state, and you'll see maybe 3 little blue patches. Just 3 out of, like, the 100 patches.
And you wonder...
And Biden's winning.
And you wonder, how is that? Because they're cities.
Population. Yep. It seems as if every city is blue, but anything that does not have a city is going to be red.
The only exception to that is probably, like, California for, like, just... There's areas that aren't city that are still blue.
Yeah, there's a
few
exceptions.
And there's some red places. There's some more Republican places that have even red cities. I know.
Yeah.
A foreign thought.
Well, yeah. But, you know, we are not covering the election today.
However, if you do find any of this stuff interesting, we will be having a reporter on the podcast. We're going to get to talk about this election. As well as some other interesting stuff, hopefully touch on some fake news, I hope.
Yeah, from the source itself.
So, if you guys do enjoy that, we will be putting out a podcast pretty soon, I think.
Yep.
And feel free to check that one out.
Yeah, before we'll keep it on we'll keep the name, you know, so that when you see the title, you'll be blown away. But, you know, just be ready for it, All right, be ready.
Yeah. So, anyways, I want to move into our seventh Around the Galaxy, I believe.
We're here. We made it to seven.
That's not really a landmark, Zach. I mean, I've never thought... Yeah,
you know, seven's a lucky number in my book. You know how it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, I know. I wear seven all the time. I think I'd say it's my favorite number. I mean, anyone who knows me can vouch for that. But, you know, you take it as you want. But, yeah, what is the topic or topics?
Well, today I think it's time for me to share some deep thoughts with you and the listeners.
Oh.
Because I have some extremely deep thoughts, and I'm hoping you have some.
Probably not.
I'll squeeze some out of you.
You can try, but you know, Max.
Need content.
Max, calm down now. You wanted to do deep thoughts. Sorry, Max. What kind of deep thoughts are you having then?
Well, I'm gonna just tell me what you think about this. You know, just tell me if I'm completely wrong about this. In fact, if you would like to take a side in part of this, I'd love it, so I could debate you. I like debating people.
Remember last time we debated?
No, this time I'm good. I got this debate.
Didn't go so well for you last time.
I got this
back.
Debate, as long as I pick the right side.
Yeah, as long as you don't agree with my side. You know.
Okay.
Give it your best.
So,
he's gonna give you
I want to talk side. On the topic of freedom of choice. Now, I'm partly back onto this topic because I did talk about this a while back, I believe.
But not many people listened to it.
Yeah, that was back then.
Yeah, that was back then.
The fact that we can say back then is quite surprising.
The good old days. That's when.
Back with the 15 listeners.
Oh, we still... I hope they're still here. But yeah, what about this freedom of choice thingy?
Well, I mean, it's an age-long question, and it partly ties into quite a few other things, especially religion, and...
Do you have the freedom of choice?
Well, let's see. I'm going to lay
Do
out
you?
Both
Answer.
Arguments.
Do you? Yes or no? I want it right now, and then we can end it. Yes or no?
Hey. So I'm going to lay out both arguments for you.
All right, and okay. I get to pick?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, first of all, the thing about freedom of choice is that we'll never truly know. The thing about it, and this is the thing with a lot of philosophy, the reason that there's still books about it, they're still talking about it, is because...
We don't know.
We don't know. And the day that you know we figured it out is the day that we stop...
Believing?
Writing about it. The day that we stop continuously putting out new books every year about it, because we finally actually...
Understand
it. There's no more argument about it. There's no more new information coming in. We finally have a grasp. Like, obviously, there'll still be new books, but there'll still be new talks. But I think at a certain point, we reach a time when there's going to be less of that because we finally figured out what it is.
Okay.
So, first, I'm going to argue that there is no freedom of choice, okay?
Okay.
And this is a view that some, like, half of religious people will take with me. But I'm going to approach this from a scientific view at first.
Oh, well, I'm a man of God, so that seems very...
Well, don't really play into you. I'll play into you.
Okay. All right, well... All right, Mr. Science Man, why, when I go and take the pencil from the table, that's not my choice. That's some higher being's choice.
Well, there was this study conducted, basically.
Oh, here we go. He brings me into this and he pulls out some numbers that I don't know what they mean.
Hey.
Okay, I see what it is.
There's no numbers in this.
Okay, fine. No numbers. I'll keep that in mind.
Six. Okay. So, there's this study conducted where these people had a neural... analyzer thingy, head thing.
Like, in their brain?
No, it's like a cap that you put on that has...
Oh, a brain washer. Oh.
Man of God, you truly are.
Yes.
And it was just reading their brain signals every time they hit a button, okay?
Oh, okay.
And so basically, they were told, hit the button unless it's colored up, right?
And so if the button lit up, they do not press it.
Yeah. And then they press it, and usually it would turn on, they wait, then they press it again once it turned on.
Sounds like a very fun experiment.
And they had to do this for about 15 minutes, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure you would love just to sit around
and
hit buttons.
Just sit and press a button. Why not, really?
I'd be so dead by, minute five. I'd just start hitting it when the light was on.
With a 20-pound cap that was taking information from your brain, yeah? All right,
but
what does this button have to do with my freedom
basically,
of choice?
Eventually, they reached a stage when they had analyzed the brain waves enough that the computer could start predicting when they would pick the button before they knew they had picked the button. So it would analyze in a thought in their subconscious before they were conscious of thinking it. like an implemented thought. So before you even think, so they would think about it, and by the time they move, the light's already on, like before they've even moved, because it already knows what you're gonna think before you think it. I mean,
slow down.
Okay, so you can rebut.
Let me just take a second to take all that in. So wait, is there only one or two buttons?
There's two buttons.
And one of them's gonna light up every time, and you're gonna press the one that doesn't light up.
At the beginning, yeah, and then at a certain stage, they just both start lighting up, just preventing you from hitting the button.
Okay, and so what you're saying is that somewhere in the brain is telling you which button to pick, which is gonna be right or wrong.
So the thing
about what was the success rate?
Let me clarify something. So there's two buttons, but that doesn't really matter in this scenario. You could just pretend there's one button because they're just going to both light up or not light up. It doesn't matter which button you choose. They just wanted to throw in both buttons to make sure they could have a more accurate knowledge of like, hey, they're going to pick a right one, left one. They just wanted to understand what the difference was and see if there were similarities and just what the predictive nature of the algorithm. Okay. So as I said, when they got to a certain stage, they'd analyze enough of this. And basically, they found a subconscious thing that knew what button you were going to choose before you knew that you were going to choose that, before you knew that you were going to go forward and hit a button. It knew that
before
you were...
Before it even lights up.
Before you move to go hit it, before you know, hey, I'm going to go move to get it, the button lights up because it knows they've already predicted that you're going to go do it.
So they're controlling this light?
They're controlling the light. They have controlled the light, but it's just an algorithm-controlled light. So based off what your brain is thinking...
The computer lights it up.
Yep.
And then as you're going to press it because you have a conscious feeling that it's not going to light up, the computer turns it on.
Yeah, but the thing is, it does this before you even move. It does this before you think about it. It can already predict that you're going to do it. So by the time you've moved...
I could do that.
By the time you've
moved...
Just
get me in the room. I know every time which way you're going to go.
And I've thought about this a lot because I've been thinking, oh, what if I just place my hand on the controller, think I'm not going to do it. Like, just say I'm just leaving it here.
Hey, what if I just don't touch it?
Just put your hand...
The freedom
just,
of choice.
But it was in all studies, well, in most of the studies, everyone who went forward, they experienced the light before they could tap it. No matter how quickly they did it, it already predicted them doing it. And if that is not an argument for the lack of freedom of will from a scientific point, your brain is control. Like, you don't even... By the time you think something... You've
already thought it.
Like, something else has already put that... You've already thought it before you've thought it. Something else has already...
Thought it for you, and then it's like, oh, this is cool. And then they're like, all right, we'll send it to the major one now.
Exactly.
And then the big man will think.
Like, I stand up here... And I have...
Already thought to stand up before you stand up.
Exactly. Like, I have this microphone here. I could punch this. But before even I think about punching it, my subconscious has already said, punch it. Like, I could punch it.
Oh,
but I had already decided to do that before I decided to do it.
All right, well, screw this science mumbo-jumbo. All I know is that my freedom of will is that I control. There's no little guy in my head who's like... deciding my decisions for me, and then he says, you can go do it before I've done it. I touched the table. No little ant in my brain did it for me. I don't believe your radio wave scheme, your little brainwashing scheme. This is a plot by the government. They said they were doing things with buttons. They put it on your head. They take your information. We're all screwed, Max. We're all screwed. Their government's coming for us now. They have our information.
Oh, boy.
And you fell right into the trap.
Oh, boy.
That's my argument.
Oh.
And I'll cut it there.
So now I'm just going to just argue a little bit from the other side, and then I just want to touch on the religious views of this, because it's actually quite...
So now I am on your side, but you're on my side.
Just...
But my brain already told me to go to your side, and your brain already told you to come to my side before I told you to come to my side, and you told me to come to your side.
I'm going to argue freedom of choice now, okay?
All right.
Because...
So, Max, there's this experiment where they had these lighting up buttons... And so
hey,
apparently...
no, it's my turn to talk. You gotta be quiet.
Oh, okay. Alright. I'll just let you know. I have an experiment to enlighten you about.
Well, predestination is something that is quite interesting, but you gotta think about it. The facts that who actually controls you if this is real, right?
Yeah, is it like a little ant in my head? Or is it God?
Well, I'll get to God in a second.
Oh, okay.
But from a purely scientific standpoint, that subconscious is just a subconscious. It's just a lower, it's just a thought in the back of your mind before you're aware of thinking it, but it's truly just you that's thinking it. There is no, like, who would be controlling you in the first place? Unless we really lived in a simulation, which, as I said before, there's no proof against or for. There would make no sense for someone to control my thoughts. And unless I was literally following out a step-by-step plan that I was completely unaware of.
Which you are. Yeah, no, I don't need to go into any more detail of my plan. No, the subconscious plan.
I want to ask you a question. If you had an identical mirror twin, okay? They live in a mirror dimension. And they copy exactly what you do. Right?
Okay.
This is slightly off topic, but I think I could loop this in. Are you sure that they're copying what you do, or are you copying what they do?
Who created him?
That's not part of the question.
Well, who made him? Because if I made this new realm, then he's copying me. But if I was made by by my mirror.
You were both created by God at the same time, okay?
By God? Oh.
You brought me a very God.
Then God is controlling us. God is playing us both.
I think this comes to my thing that it just doesn't make sense for us to be... it makes sense that we have freedom of choice. And On the smaller scale. Now, the bigger things are governed by laws. And laws, you might say, well, that's an elimination of freedom of will because no matter what you do, you cannot prevent the Earth from accelerating you at 9-point-something-something meters per second squared.
9.8 meters per second squared.
9.87 meters per second.
You disgust me as a mathematician, Max. As a professional...
You only put point one. You only put one digit after the point, Zach. You disgust me.
Oh, you want to say... No, Max, go ahead. Tell me all the digits of pi. I'll be waiting. All right, I could go on for days.
But this is the thing. There is a predetermined ratio for pi. There is no... You don't have a choice about how you want to calculate your circle. It is something that's already determined. There is already a determination for a... Like a limit.
Because whoever Mr. Pi was created pi to find the circle. Before pi was created by the Greeks, there was no determination. The freedom of will created pi. Pi might have just been in the shadows, never really being used, but when we found pi, we created pi. I don't remember seeing the donkeys using pi when they were in the fields eating grass. They were never using pi to figure out what the circumference of the grass field was.
Funny you should mention donkeys.
Oh, no.
Because I have a question. If this is something that's often overlooked, but if we don't have freedom of choice, or if we do, what is it like for everyone else? If we don't have freedom of choice, what about the animals? What about the plants? What about the atoms everywhere?
I'm no biologist, but... And if we do not have freedom of choice, then it leads me to believe that they do not have freedom of choice. But then again, you would have to look into their brain.
But what about an atom, okay? It's something that's not conscious, but it has...
But it's living.
It is a moving thing, and it...
It lives.
It lives, and it makes up other things that are living. So do those... I mean, those have a set of laws. Does that mean it doesn't have a freedom of choice? It has to govern to those laws?
Well, I don't know who the atoms elected to change those laws. If they felt the need to start a revolution, they could. They're definitely not conscious. You don't see atoms writing things down, but they live. And I think it takes a conscious being to be able to have freedom of choice, because atoms are influenced, are they not? They can't freely maneuver without the help of something else.
That's true, but, yep.
I rest my case. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I took him down. 1-0, baby. 1-0.
Depends on what... So, now that you have that, I want to go to God.
God.
And then finally we can actually make a decision using both our facts.
My biologist knowledge, my mathematician knowledge, my geologist knowledge, my brain knowledge.
Zoologist knowledge, neuroscientist knowledge.
Yeah, I have a degree, Max. I'll don't worry, I'm processing everything now. Please, give me the God scenario. What's the God scientist name, Max?
Pope.
My Pope knowledge can come into play. All right, yeah.
So, God actually makes a very, very convenient play for the lack of freedom of will people. But it also, conversely, as most religion does, completely opens it up for complete debate, because religion
that
is
allows
false.
A bunch of, oh, well.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's bold. That's very bold.
I take it back. I could be completely wrong. I'm just a 14-year-old person just sitting in a garage.
As a man who is deeply with love and God, how dare you?
So, God really does open up both paths. But let's take...
No matter what God you think you believe in.
Exactly. Or gods.
Yeah, no disrespect to the Greeks.
Yeah, exactly. So, God, if he really exists and he created this world, what's to say that he didn't create set paths for us to follow?
He didn't line out exactly what every person would ever do for their entire life.
But he created this world. If he could really influence the world to be formed in the first place, couldn't he influence how it would be shaped towards the future?
Why is God screwing us, man? If God really created the
you
future...
You actually open up a very valid and very interesting argument in the fact that...
We have this virus, man.
Well, think about it. This is the thing that a lot of atheists say to people, to Christians that... Especially Christians, because they actually have... I can't remember the term for it, but those are actually people that are Calvinists. They believe in a predestination. And they say, well, if God could predestine everything, that means that he predestined for this virus. That means he predestined for...
A lot of bad things.
For the Holocaust. He predestined for...
Slavery.
He predestined for people to get beaten in the alley. He predestined for Hitler.
His master plan all along?
Exactly. And you could say... Well, then they have an argument. They either say...
But
well,
God predestined for me to get married. For me to win the lottery.
But for those bad things. I don't want you to change the topic. That's what a lot of people do. But I can't have you change the topic. Because I want to find this answer.
I don't know what the topic is, Max. Just go down the path. I'll follow.
Okay. So... Then people a lot of the time say, well, God was just using the Holocaust. I'm just inserting any event here, but the Holocaust is one to make this seem very absurd. To strengthen people's resolve and to make them truly become who they are supposed to be.
I don't know about that.
Okay. I just completely made that argument sound stupid, which is just repeating back the exact thing they said to me. Okay?
Oh, you were in touch with one of these.
Yes. Anyways... Now, I'm going to break this down even further.
Wait, hold up. You were in touch with one of these people and they told you that?
Yeah.
Max, what is this person's name? We need to get them on the podcast.
Don't worry. We will get to that in a bit. But then you say, well, if God is truly almighty, and I hate to get into religion here, I want to stick to freedom of choice. But if God is truly almighty, then why does he need to have a crutch in order to do something? If he wanted you to become... dead, then he could just make you dead. He didn't have to put you through the brutal torture.
Of 40 years of pain of school and life. Just finish me now, God.
And, like, this is a good example I've heard. I need to use a key to open my lock. Because that's the way that I have to do it. I need a tool to do it. But if God was all powerful, he wouldn't need to. He could just open the lock with his mind. If he is truly... all-powerful.
Alright, God, just do us a favor, come down and open that door, and then we will be done. We can end the segment if God just opens that door.
I mean, I guess you're right there.
I don't know. We'll just take a short break waiting for the door, you know, whenever it opens, I mean, we can get back to you. We might just cut it out, you know, the 10, 20 minutes of us just sitting here waiting for the door to slightly move.
What fun. And
we'll wait.
This brings up even more problems, such as the fact that, you know, if God exists, okay?
All right, we'll go there.
But if he exists and hell and heaven exist, that means that he's predestined people to die in hell. So they're living a predestined life with their actions that aren't even controlled by themselves. God predestined them to do these bad things, and then he's punishing them for something that he did. Does that not make predestination sound super, super stupid?
Maybe he's just evening it out, you know? There's too many good people in the world.
Oh, boy.
There's too many good people in the world.
Oh, boy.
That definitely isn't the case, but, you know, so maybe there is, but we just don't see it.
As this segment draws to a close, let's sort this out. Obviously, I don't have enough time to completely, you know, bring out every single fact. But based off what I've said, what is your opinion? I am with the opinion that we have a freedom of will.
I can get around that. I believe I control what I do until I know that there's some guy who's using me and playing me like a controller, controlling my every move, R2 is to walk, you know, something like that. Then I think I can do everything by myself. There may be something in my head that's telling me what to do, but that is still in my head.
Toggle
which is
the
me.
Punch. Toggle the punch.
Toggle R.
Yeah.
R.
I think the thing comes down to, why does it matter? If I think I'm in control, I think that's enough for me, because it's not, I feel like I'm in control, and it's not going to affect me if I'm not really, or if I am. I just live that I am in control. Because
I am.
Because I am, and at this point, there's nothing that can affect me, and even if I have been controlled the whole time, I mean, sure, that will be a huge philosophical thing, but I've always felt like I'm in control the whole time, so even if I know that someone is controlling me, I still feel like I'm in control, and it's a weird thing, but
live your life to the fullest that you, not God, can make it, that you can make it.
I think it just comes down to the fact that it doesn't really matter which one you believe in, because ultimately, whatever you do here is gonna be just, I'm gonna just say it's your choice, because no matter if it's the person you controlling it, or the person controlling you controlling it, or you controlling it, it's happening, and it seems like it's from you, and it doesn't really matter in the end. It's the same thing's going to happen no matter what.
You either determine your life or have a predetermined life. But you won't know.
You won't know.
You'll never know, so just live your life.
Okay.
That's how we say it.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, welcome back from the break. Welcome back to a depressing black skyline as it's
5 o'clock.
So dark at 5 o'clock already.
It looks like it's 8, but you know, we move, we're still here. We grind the podcast.
The heater's broken.
No matter how dark and cold it gets out there, we'll always be recording.
We always will be. I wonder how dark it would be if I turned off the lights in here.
That'd be scary, unless not.
That would be.
Especially when we're going to cover consciousness.
Oh boy, what a topic. So, oh man, this is really a topic that, if you're still listening, it's something I'm glad you're listening to. Please email us.
No matter how hard we try.
No one freaking emails us.
Yeah, it's in the description, but beg.
Please email us, DM us, anything.
I just want to talk to some people, man.
Please.
It should be that hard.
Please. Yeah,
we'll take questions.
We'll take questions.
Anything.
So, I think my thing is, oh boy. So, first of all, I just want to state a fact, Zach. All
right.
Your cells are dying all the time and being replaced.
Yep, that's true.
By genetic clones.
Of those cells.
However, there are mutations.
Which are viruses such as cancer.
Cancer. And also just things that aren't necessarily cancerous. I mean, they are technically cancer, but they're just not as deadly to you.
Well, there's always some little bit of cancer inside of you, as long as it doesn't get enough.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, you are changing. You're getting more cells as you grow, and, you know, some of your cells are dying out to be replaced with different types of cells. It's the same type of cell, but, like,
newer and better cells.
Newer and better cells. And the question is, at what point are you no longer really you? Because
your cells that you were born with out of your...
They're all gone. The cells that you were born with are all gone. So are you even really the same person that you were? Are you just a person that exists only for a certain amount of time and just remembers the people, the stages before it? It just remembers what was before.
Do you know how long it takes for the average cell to just completely be gone and be replaced?
So I'm pretty sure some cells have different lifetimes.
Average. The blood cell.
Let me check.
Is it a blood cell? No.
Blood cells are like 4 days.
Well, that's the thing. Would you consider that yourself being replaced?
I don't think blood. No one would consider blood.
Yeah, I don't know about blood. I think that was wrong.
But
for
the
that
average
one.
Cell's life is only 7 years. So Zach, you're
a completely different person.
You've been completely replaced, almost twice now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, twice.
Like, well, depends on which. Like some cells might be newer or older.
Well, it's safe to say I've been through one cycle.
Yeah, and I'd say both been through two, just depending on a couple, but...
Yeah.
But...
We can round.
It's a weird thing. That means I am in no way, physically, the same person I was 7 years ago or 14 years
Although
ago.
Although I do look the same as I was as a baby, the cells on my body are different.
But they... Yeah, exactly. They follow a genetic code that may be the same... But they're not the same cells. They might be a clone, but they are not the same cells. And you might say, well, clones are exactly the same. But
they're a clone.
You want to bring up twins? Because if clones are really... This proves completely that clones will not have the same mentality.
Exactly the same mentality.
Exactly.
Oh.
But, like, think about it. Clones are as close as, like, sorry, twins are as close as you can be. Like, I mean, genetic twins, not...
From
like,
a clone. Without actually making yourself a clone.
They are super close. They are they're mostly the same. Ones that look the same, they are genetically almost identical.
Usually comes down to, like, eye color, height.
But...
Just the little things, like hair color, eye color. But even most of the time, they're the same.
But this is the thing. If those people who are so close to being identical don't think the same...
Are they identical?
Then what about you, when you have a almost exact set of the same cells that you had before? Are you really the same person? I mean...
Did I get replaced and just remember my past guy who was here for 7 years and now I'm...
Oh, boy.
Am I a new self that woke up every morning?
I feel
and
kind
all of... my cells are gone, and I've just been replaced. But you don't see your cells die. I mean, you still keep your physical form.
Yeah, exactly, because they're being replaced as they die, but... Oh.
Well, what can we compare that to?
I have no idea. I feel quite...
What about
scared.
A snake, like, shedding its skin? Is it still the same snake that it was? Consciously,
but,
yes.
But the shedding of the skin, my problem with that is it's not an accurate representation of that's just shedding an outside layer. If I lost all my skin, I'd be dead, but I'd still be the same person. But if my whole brain has been completely remade, am I the same person? If you remade my brain the exact way it is today, would that think the same way as me? Like,
well, I don't think we have a good enough understanding of how
exactly
that would work.
The whole thing is neuroscience just in general is...
We'll get Ben Carson on the podcast.
But neuroscience is such a complex field of study. It is...
Brains. We know so little. And, I mean, who's really willing to kill themselves for science? Just give up your brain. Because that's the big problem,
Zach,
right?
Zach, funny you should mention that. I've recently signed you up for
fun. For new experiments for the neurosurgeons. Oh, yeah, but just... The thing is, they can't... It's performing on a live brain. Like, a dead brain is helpful.
But you can't see...
You don't see how it reacts and works.
And, like, there are those, as I said earlier, those neural tracking caps that you can put on.
The brainwashers.
Brainwashers. But those don't give you the in-depth thing. And you could say, well, what about put them in an MRI or whatever the brain scanner thing
Who
is.
Who wants to sit in the MRI for
and you can't do,
that long?
You can't do the everyday things in an MRI.
You can get cancer pretty quickly.
You can get cancer pretty quickly.
I think.
Well,
don't quote me on it.
Relatively, a lot quicker than you would if you didn't go in one.
It's like getting on a suntanner and just staying there for a day. Or an electric suntanner. The one where you just fold it over top of you. Those
yeah.
things will
I mean,
kill
like,
you.
You won't actually get cancer. This is really sidetracked, but you won't get it too, you won't get it too much quicker. But, you know, relatively, it does increase your
it's
risk.
It's not helpful.
It doesn't help. But, like, the thing is, when you're an MRI, you can't do the same things that you would do every day to show natural brain activity.
You're in an MRI. You're in a tiny, concealed circle with a massive screen in front of your face.
Exactly. So, it's just hard to find a natural thing. And, like, even if we understood the exact things that were going on, how could we make sense of them? I mean, how do we still... The fact that we still don't know what consciousness is, the one thing that's always been with us...
Our conscious...
Exactly.
But we don't know what that is.
And it's, consciousness is such a weird topic. Like, it is.
What's conscious? Is a jellyfish that doesn't have a brain conscious?
What about a tree? Like, a tree doesn't have a brain, but it has cells, and those cells can make decisions. Is it conscious?
Is
consciousness only in collections of cells that work together, or are
a single cell?
Is that conscious?
What is the definition of conscious?
The problem, there's such a problem with consciousness. In fact,
does it tell you that you have to be of a certain standard to be labeled as conscious, or can anything that lives, breathes, eats, has cells, or a cell itself be considered conscious?
Well, I got the definition, the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings.
So I don't think a tree is conscious, no.
But it is aware. If there is less water, I'm pretty sure it will dig its roots deeper or whatever. And, flowers, true. They can turn themselves towards the sun.
Sunflowers.
That's being aware of their surroundings and changing and adapting.
That's true. I guess
is every living thing conscious?
Is a cell conscious then, by definition? It's adapting to its scenarios by killing itself and then re-coming back.
I mean, that is interesting. And I think the thing is, a lot of, I feel like less and less, but a lot of people feel like humans are really, really intelligent. And I know we are comparatively. We still operate on the same fundamental basics as all these other animals. So why would we be the only ones that have consciousness?
That's true. I think definitely animals would be, are easily considered conscious.
Exactly. Like, they think about other things, they're aware of their surroundings,
by that definition.
But that definition is only an understanding of what consciousness looks like. But what is truly consciousness? What is going on in your brain or your cell?
That makes you conscious.
Exactly.
I just think it's the brain.
Just the fact that I can think is something that's so crazy to me.
Explain thinking. Explain how your brain can just hold on. Where does everything?
We can give models and analogies. Hey, the hippocampus is like a freaking vault for my thoughts, and I can go and access those thoughts or memories. And the prefrontal cortex. But how does it store it? Exactly. How can it store so much information
in such a small, tiny area?
Exactly. And we run on less energy than a freaking 6-volt battery.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure our brain runs on less than let me check.
Yet it remembers every single thing I've ever remembered.
Like, obviously, I know memory is faulty, and we sometimes overwrite things.
Yeah, there's many diseases having short-term memory loss, or even long-term memory loss. But the fact you're even able to remember things in the first place just shows you. Did you get a whatever you're searching for?
Well, apparently each neuron is about 0.07 volts, so...
I don't know, I don't want to add that up. I think I'll pass adding that up.
Wait, how much...
Oh, here we go.
...voltage does the brain use?
And then compare that to something. What about a battery? 4-volt battery?
All I'm going to say is it's a small brain that has a crazy amount of stuff that it does.
Just think to yourself.
I can think and move. I can multitask.
Think to yourself of all the things that you can ever remember. And then your brain's just chilling at every single... Well, that's the thing. Is it always, at every moment in time, have that information? Or does it
only bring it out? You have to access it. And, like, the more you use something...
And how would it do that?
The more you know it. Yeah, why the more you think about it, the more it's easier to access? Why is that? In fact, just... Repetition. What is memory? Because memories are something that is so weird. Because, think about it. We can remember them, but a lot of the time they're super duper faulty. Why do we even believe our own memories a lot of the time? I mean, how come we're so good at a lot of people are good at remembering facts, but we can barely remember, like, actual events? And how come every time people get mind wiped, they can remember facts, but they can't remember...
What day they were born on.
In fact, my dad... had a biking accident where he hit his head, right? Couldn't remember who he was, but he can still talk and he can still... Why is some stuff fundamentally different when it's stored, I guess?
Guess where?
Max how? Gets neuroscientists.
Max, you'll get a PhD at a medical school and you'll figure it out. You go, child. You can do it. We'll be supporting you with the podcast funds to pay for your medical school bills.
Oh, damn. We're going to be doing this for a while, I guess.
No. When you become smart, people will listen. And then all your medical bills and medical school bills will be paid off.
They'll never be paid off.
No.
I'll have to take a student loan. I'll be paying that off when I'm like 80.
You'll never be successful if you can't understand neuroscience, Max. Just remember that when you grow up. If you're not a neuroscientist, then I won't like you.
Yeah, but consciousness, thinking, just...
You'll be a conscious scientist.
But will I really? Zach, what does it mean to be conscious, please?
Will you be a controlled conscious scientist?
Oh, no.
You're a CCS.
No!
You're a CCS, Max. You're a CCS who rebuilds himself every 7 years.
I'm about to give myself up, Zach.
You can't... Your tiny brain that can remember so much can't handle this. That's how bad your brain is.
This is like a break in the Matrix, Zach. Please stop it.
Oh, the Matrix. Comparing it's basically, you could think of your brain as a matrix. It performs so many things that we just can't comprehend. It performs dreams that...
Dreams?
Is a dream?
Oh, boy.
And some of the strangest dreams. I don't know how anyone could ever come up with something
dreams,
like that.
Are dreams just a break in the Matrix, Zach?
Well, what is a dream?
Oh, God. Okay. If we want to talk about dreams, I'd love to have a full podcast just talking about my dreams and having a registered therapist here to tell me what they mean. But I would like to talk about dreams for a couple of minutes, if that's okay with you.
Well, what is a dream?
So, from what I know, dreams are some kind of just subconscious thinking. And the same subconscious thinking, kind of, that we were talking about earlier with the button test.
And then what's a lucid dream?
Well, that's just a...
It's a dream where you can control yourself.
Yeah, so it's a sort of a self-aware, subconscious, conscious dream. It's almost like a dream where you're conscious of...
You're being unconscious. You're conscious inside of a dream where an unconscious thing is telling you you shouldn't be conscious, yet you are conscious.
And are you even truly, like... I've had a couple lucid dreams.
I haven't had one. I'm still waiting, man. I want to be able to fly. I just want to be able to fly.
It is some of the best feelings. But the fact is, how do I even simulate what flying feels like? I've never flown in my life.
You wouldn't know. You just jump, and then...
I mean, it's just incredible. My body can make an accurate feeling of wind rushing in my face and plummeting feel. I get that sick in my stomach feeling when I drop. When I'm in a dream. Like, the fact that your brain can simulate that when it's supposed to be sleeping.
And recharging. They always tell you to sleep.
I don't think it's ever recharging. Your brain does not recharge. Sure, your body...
Your body gets time to rest, but your brain is always working.
Exactly. And your brain always has to be functioning with those involuntary muscles, like those your heart.
Yeah, that'd
imagine
be
if that stopped.
Your brain can't imagine the brain goes for a water break and then you just die.
Hey, but I my brain was thirsty. Come on, man.
I had to go to take a piss. Oh, he's dead now. Oh, I mean, I did get to let out a leak, so I mean, at least I got to do that.
I guess you did. But dreams are just a fascinating thing. And a lot of people think they mean something. All I think they mean is what I was thinking about at night, but without my normal... There's no way to say what one person's dream means to another person. You cannot compare dreams, say, hey, I have a manual and it says, well, there's a white tiger and it means that you're going to die tomorrow.
Yeah, my astrology book says that see this in your dream...
Don't get me started on astrology.
Then you're a Capricorn.
But I'm a Scorpio.
Oh no. Not my star sign book. No, it has to be the archives are all wrong, Max. No. Maybe my religion is a fraud.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm talking to you astrologists.
Jesus. Yeah. Can we get one of those on the podcast?
The astrologists if you're a star sign. I think I saw this video where it was like a week ago and it's like, my prediction for the U.S. election is that Biden will win, and then she pulled up a map, and then she's like, I think this because of Biden's astrology sign, and she brought up a graph, and then everyone, and that's what it was done for me. I didn't even continue it. That's all I did to see, and then I knew it was going to be invalid. Even though Biden's going to win, it's not because of this astrology woman.
Exactly. And the problem with this, before I jump really quickly back to dreams, is, you know, just the amount of predictions they can make... Some of them are going to be right. Some of them are going to be right, though. And
it's the selection bias. They don't care if they get it wrong. They only care if
they get it right. And the people who believe in it, they'll just discount everything that was wrong and just say, wow, they were right this time.
This time, when there's only two people who can win.
Just talk to two astrologists. Just predict the Super Bowl. One of them will be right. You can be amazed.
Yeah, look at you.
Look at me. I can make a prediction, and I'll be 50%. I have a 50% chance of being correct.
I mean, it's a good number. But except when you're a bogus predictor.
Exactly. But anyways, back to dreams. Firstly, for me, dreams mean just basically, this is what I was thinking about.
Before I went to bed.
Before I went to bed. What
I
was thinking about.
My brain is going to
screw with me. Oh man, my brain hates me at night. I hate my brain at night.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not, fun.
Thinking about everything I screwed up. Oh boy. Oh, and I have so much, because I could just make fun of myself for years.
That's why you dream every night, Max. Your brain wastes no time.
It just gets right back to bullying me.
Exactly. Doesn't skip a beat.
But, like, you know, dreams are, to me, to my limited knowledge, are just a subconscious, like, what you're thinking.
Don't worry, Max. We can confirm all this with an astrologer.
Okay, don't worry. Okay, then we're good.
Yeah.
So dreams, to me, are just something that I've been thinking, but a lot of time, perhaps, without the normal cap I keep on reality. You know, it's just a sort of, just whatever I'm thinking, sort of just throw it all there, and also don't care about, you know, the normal stuff you think in life, you know, like, you know, rules, and, you know, we'll
be
just
free.
You can just kill people, you know?
Or get killed many, many times.
Dreams are actually fascinating. I'd love to have an episode just talking about my dreams. You know, maybe get some viewer dreams. Sorry for screaming at you, but I need to get some viewer dreams.
Come on, people, email us.
Please.
Email us, please. If you're even listening at this point. If you're still here, thank you. Our charts don't look that good at this part of the episode, but if you're still here.
If you're still here, we're going to put out a post, comment,
email us saying you were still here.
Yep, please. Please email us. Please, please, please. We won't feature you. It doesn't matter.
We want to hear from people.
Oh, God. And, yeah, if we do put out an Instagram post, I want you to comment,
I was here.
I was here 20 minutes into raw footage. Okay.
Go with that. I was here. All right, we'll notice you.
You gotta add 20 minutes into raw footage part two.
Okay. Quote, I was here into 20 minutes of footage part two. And if that's you, if you're somehow still here, hopefully there'll be an Instagram post.
Hopefully.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so with that being said, guys, I think we're gonna draw a close on this episode.
Yeah, expect an interview with a very special and important reporter.
Done a lot of cool things, so we're really excited to have them on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about some current events. You know,
can't wait to get into the election.
There's a fair share of current events happening right now, and this reporter does have a very interesting past, which is going to be cool to see.
So, with that being said, guys, I want you to have a safe and fantastic rest of your day. Make sure to take it to the max, and we'll catch you guys in another episode. Goodbye.